Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap for Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you today's industry insights and updates. Our top story today centers on self-managed superannuation funds, or SMSFs, which are leading the charge in the battle to reduce the gender gap in retirement savings. Governmental efforts, such as including superannuation guarantee payments in paid parental leave, have been lauded by the SMSF Association's Peter Burgess. A recent class study reveals a significant reduction in the gender super balance gap, down to 15.9% from an alarming 20.3% measured over the past 5 years. Whilst appreciating the successes, Burgess reminds us that more policy reform is needed to truly level the playing field. Switching over to home ownership, Australian mortgage holders are grappling with a tidal wave of mortgage stress owing to increasing interest rates. We now have some of the highest rates for existing mortgages globally, trailing just behind Norway. The latest stats show our citizens spent a record-breaking 19.3% of their income on loan repayments. Economists project that the RBA may soon implement a more conservative monetary policy, with potential rate reductions later in the year. These changes stand in stark contrast to the rising tide of interest rates we have seen lately. In a similar vein, former Chief Investment Officer of Sun Super, David Hartley, highlighted a significant concern to the Senate Economics Legislation Committee. Hartley pointed out the role superannuation policies play in the escalating housing prices. He cited the elimination of taxes on post-retirement benefits and opportunities for negative gearing as contributing factors to our ever-worsening housing affordability crisis. Remedies suggested include a capital gains tax at retirement as a corrective measure. Lastly, in investment news, experts warn that complacency in economic conditions could see investors missing out on opportunities. The trend of reliance on U.S. growth and tech stocks threatens portfolio health in the face of potential U.S. market downturns. Investment professionals are advising for an increase in international diversification as a key resilience strategy in these shifting market tides. That's it for today's insights on Financial Services Online. As your reliable source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, we promise to keep you abreast of the industry updates and changes you need to know. Stay in touch with us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more details. Thank you for your precious time. I'm Paige Estritori. See you next time.